Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
When there's a song with a beat, can you just picture her just with the hands in the air in time with the beat? The faster the song, the faster the hands are going.
You need to film this sometime. Oh, we can put it on Insta. But don't actually, let me know that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll watch it and go, my God, that's amazing. Where does she get the energy?
Is she having a fit? Is she okay? Although this could be a situation of boy cried wolf one day. I'll be having a fit and you'll just be like, oh, it's a tune.
Hang on, let me get my camera out. This is great.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on. On High FM.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
I want to tell you something.
Okay.
When I started listening to you, like 1 year ago, I think, when first time I heard about your show, like George and Ryan, I thought that...
Whoa, stop.
I'm sorry, that's the truth.
Hang on, George and who?
Ryan.
Oh, God. Which one's George?
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah,
No.
George is the sheep.
There we go.
Yeah, and who's Ryan?
He.
Right, okay. So it's George and Ryan that do the morning show, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah. George first.
Yes, ladies, thank you.
Women's Day.
Yeah.
All the days are women's days. That's right.
One week ago, but still.
Okay, yeah, so what was your point about George and Ryan?
First time I heard about it, I thought George was he.
Okay.
Because, like, George Clooney and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people actually do make that mistake.
Yeah, so easy if you called Ryan, like Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, exactly.
All the Ryans.
Yeah, and they say to me, they go, Ryan, you need to do something about that. And I say, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
He does.
Change your name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I did change my name, actually.
What?
To Robin.
To Robin. Oh yeah, Robin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I made a big mistake.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I'll pay for that later.
All right, yeah. Nigel. Thanks for calling.
Nigel, my name is Kais, but okay.
Cheers, Dave.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Baby, wake up.
Baby, wake up. Girl. Ryan.
Thanks. God, I'm waking you up. George Ryland. Let's get it
on. Hang on 1 second, because then people will think that it's all smooth. And we knew exactly what we were doing.
You sure about that?
Yeah. There you go, I've done it. Next song.
Oh!
Yeah.
Nice one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice one. I sent you an email.
Oh, have you?
Okay. If you could open that link, please.
Okay, I will do.
Summer is coming. I've got a feeling it's going to be brutal.
Oh, my God. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and she said, oh, it's getting really hot, isn't it? And she's a local girl. And if she's saying that, it's going to be really bad.
What's going to happen in May? Everyone's going to start sweating again soon. Now, everyone's in the same boat with this, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's still quite unpleasant. But the Japanese have come up with something so you don't get armpit sweat patches anymore.
Japanese are just crazy and great with the stuff that they come out with.
However, it is somewhat flawed.
Right, okay. Hang on. Feeling hot and sticky, strange Japanese invention claims to stop people from getting the dreaded armpit sweat patches. I only get one under my right arm.
That's weird.
The left one doesn't do anything.
That's so weird.
I know, right?
So you.
Oh, classic Robin.
So you're only going to need one of these. Have a scroll down.
Right.
And you see the little gadget.
So there's a picture of a Japanese man right there. So hot! I sweat a lot! Armpit sweat makes me angry! there's an arrow pointing to his armpit sweat.
And he's angry.
Look at that. So, say goodbye to unpleasant odor! And he's put a... That's like a little fan.
Yeah, it's a little square fan.
Not sweat! Like magic!
Now, you will need to have short-sleeved shirts.
You do, yeah.
Because then you clip that.
Yeah.
And it fans up your
armpits. Just brilliant! Well done to the Japanese!
Good on!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
Hello, high fan.
Hello!
Hello.
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 Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're always good here. That's why you tune in. Always fantastic. It's not an act for the radio.
I can tell. I really bought it.
Good.
It was very refreshing to hear you calling yourself Rylan.
No, Ryan, not Ryland.
Ryland's mine.
It's because the guy who called up a little while ago, about 10 past 8, he got it wrong.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was a reference to when my wife called you in person. Hi, George. Hi, Rylan.
Right, okay. Where does your wife come from?
She's Oman.
Because there was another lady who I think she was Chinese, and we were trying to remember what she called me, and this was a few months ago.
Yeah, she got Ryan's name wrong as well.
Not Ryan!
It was in Ramadan in one of the iftars.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was in person. That wasn't even on the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, your wife said, that's what she said. She goes, I'm a huge fan of the show. George, Ryan, come this way. He was like, oh, yeah, great. All right, dude, thanks for calling.
Cheers, buddy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Ryan.
Thanks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. Hi, FM.
Hi, FM. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Ryan.
It's Robin here.
Do you believe in the moon landings?
Yes, I do. And being the narrator of Mythbusters, have I ever said that before?
Just going to leave that there, are you?
And we did the moon landings on Mythbusters, and it's true. Everything about it is true.
You might want to do that episode again, because 52% of people don't believe in it.
Yeah, but that's
a lot.
That is a lot. However, they landed on the moon. Okay, just look at the old episode of Mythbusters.
You're not going to give us any clues.
The one with me narrating it, not the American dude, because it's better.
People are always going about the shadows.
Yeah, but it's like the sun is coming from a different direction and there's light outside. If I can remember, I can't remember the episode.
Okay, but as you're the resident expert.
No, I'm not.
No. Let's say you are right.
No, I'm not.
Give me one fact which would change someone's mind. If I didn't believe in the moon
landings. Okay, all right, okay. Okay, it was 1969 that they landed on the moon. Now, you've seen the footage of landing on the moon.
Yes.
Right? There's these rumours that Stanley Kubrick
was involved in helping fake the video.
They did not have the technology in the movie studios to keep a video going for that long.
They didn't.
No, you would see splices in the video.
Okay.
So the actual feed that came from the moon, that people are saying this is not the feed that comes from the moon, they didn't have the technology to keep the reels of tape, which is what the video was on, actually going for that speed, because you'd have to slow it down. Remember they were saying that it was slowed down?
Yeah.
Yeah, to slow it down, you have to speed the tape up. So you use more tape.
I'm a believer.
So they didn't have that technology. And for Kubrick to actually do that, he's come out and said, you know, I would have loved to have done it. And if I was to do it, the technology just wasn't there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Ryan Binks. Busting myths. Ryan Binks.
Robin Shanks. That's my name.
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello to you.
Our friends over at the Muscat Daily have pulled one out of the bag today.
Okay.
And they have used a word that is not used very much in the English language.
What page are we on here?
We're on page one.
Ooh, front page. This front is page news.
In your face. And I just want to say big props to the Muscat Daily for using this word. I'll tell you what it is in a second.
Tell me the word.
But I'm going to read it. And it's a headline as well. It's in the headline.
Okay.
And I think you should use this word at some point where you can in the day, because it's very underused and it should come back.
Challenge accepted.
So big props to the Muscat Daily. All right, here we go. Egyptair flight returns to Muscat as passenger creates ruckus.
Ooh.
Oh. Well done. Ruckus. Use it in a sentence today.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. At High FM Radio. Wherever you go. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Have you seen this story?
About what?
Ken Dodd died.
Did he? No, Doddy.
Like yesterday.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know, actually, it's the...
What website is it on?
Daily Mail. It's the headline. Comedian Sir Dexter Ken Dodd dies age 90.
Because that's an old gag. You used to say, oh, Ken Dodd died. Did he? No Doddy.
Might be a bit soon now, though, to bring that back. Do you think?
Too soon?
Possibly. Get up. Gotta
get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up. Gotta get up.
I want to level with you.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why I'm here on the radio, because I've got a slight stammer, and I'm really not a good storyteller in my normal life. Like off the radio.
This is getting a bit deep.
I always tell you have to be there type stories. You know them?
Yeah.
I start telling the story and then I realise halfway through that it's a really bad story.
But you just carry on anyway.
Yeah. You can't go back and change it.
Have you ever done that? But you know what you're doing. Yeah, when you're saying it, you're embellishing stuff because you realise.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
You think, I'm lying at this point.
I can't stop mid-story. I've gone past the point of no return. So you're telling a bad story and it's all like, yeah, and then this happened. But in your head, you're going, oh no, this is a really bad story. And then what I try to do to save the story is then embellish it at the end.
Make it better, desperately trying.
But then I ruin the story by going overboard and making a true story totally unbelievable. Yeah, oh my God, you should have been there. Then after the show yesterday, me and George went outside and this guy came up to us and he said, do you know where there's a toilet around here? And George was like, no, ha, 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 ha. Then George beat him up.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Come on. On High FM.
No. No. we just took a photo. I think you should upload that.
That one?
Yeah, I think you should. With this is what happens when you take a photo for Instagram in the morning. Oh, we're doing another one. Right, well, let's do another
one. What's wrong with my face?
That's it. Just press the button.
Just keep
press the button. That's really good. There you
that
go.
That's awful.
That's fine.
No, it's
that's
not.
Fine. I think you should upload both of those. The first one is really blurry.
These are awful.
That's it. Upload them.
No, look at my chin.
Let's have a look at your chin.
It's massive now.
That is, oh, that's a nice little
it
chin.
It really isn't.
No, right, you should upload it with, is my chin massive?
No! People can be brutal online.
You have very big chin, but I still like you. Hey, give us your phone over here so I can have a closer look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Can I have it back now? What are you doing?
No,
you're not posting
on.
That.
No, of course not.
Do not post
I'm just
that
having
photo.
I'm having a close look.
I don't want it online.
Of your photo. That's all I'm doing behind,
I wouldn't. It's terrible.
Behind these screens here.
It's enough. It's enough now.
There you go. Uploaded.
Oh, come on.
It's on Instagram right now.
No, you said you wouldn't.
At High FM Radio.
Oh.
Give this photo some love.
I've got a massive chin in that.
It's High FM, that's the radio station. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
International Women's Day was last Thursday.
Oh, yes.
What do you think, according to Google Trends, was the peak search term that day?
Was it something to do with famous women?
Nope.
Why are women brilliant?
Nope.
Why are men rubbish?
No, but getting closer.
Okay.
The top search term, according to Google Trends, on International Women's Day, George, was International Men's Day.
Are you serious?
It appears poor, oppressed men want to know why women get a day and they don't. Except they do actually get a day. International Men's Day is on November 19th. But there are way fewer Google searches for it around that day. It's almost like people get more mileage out of feeling slighted rather than honoured.
That's beyond depressing.
I know. I even agree with you. And let me speak for the guys. Can't we just let the girls have this one?
Especially after you found out what date Men's Day was.
Yes. In the morning we gon' do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning. Hi FM, Oman. Right, you're either gonna love this or really hate it.
Probably hate it.
Probably.
Go ahead.
But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Come on then, give it your best go.
Scientists have recently discovered, have you heard about this? A new species of elephant.
No.
Actually, they'd known about it for years, but nobody wanted to talk about it, because it was the elephant in the room.
I'm going to pretend that never happened.
It's the elephant in the room.
No, I get it.
New species of elephant.
Yeah, I get it.
That's funny.
It's not.
That's hilarious.
Oh. High
FM. Take a seat. Robin Banks. Right over there. George Ryland.
You know, I put that picture on our Instagram account when I stole your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Of you with the chinoplenty.
I'd forgotten to be annoyed about that. I'm re-annoyed now.
And loads of comments on it. You look good, George. Love the chin, George. Your chin is fab, babe.
That's from lovely Kim.
Nice photo, George. But perhaps my favourite comment, George, comes from Freestyle Yoga Alliance. And Freestyle Yoga Alliance say, and I don't know what show they're listening to.
Okay.
Great people presenting radio from the heart and having fun at the same time.
This is radio from the chin.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hi, Robin. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Who's this?
Kais.
All right, Kais.
Yeah, yesterday I sent a message.
Oh, my God. This is the man.
What man?
Kais, I believe, came into this radio station to collect a prize.
Okay.
And he saw you, George.
Okay.
And Kais, do you mind me saying this, Kais?
Yeah.
Kais was too scared to say hello to you.
That happens a lot. I'm sorry, Kais.
So I said to Kais, oh, mate, can you come on the radio? And now Kais is calling. So big ups to you, Kais. Well done. Thank you very much. I mean, what was exuded from the Ryland? Why did you feel like you couldn't say hello to her?
Yeah, it was really, in my mind, I was, oh, my God, George.
Yeah.
In my mind, but I was... I don't know why.
It's just...
I think I was afraid she was beating me up or something.
Well,
it's a genuine concern.
Yeah, exactly. I was so scared she would beat me up and say, ha, ha, ha.
That's probably... And that's what would happen, right? So I can picture it now. Kais is sitting there and he goes, hello, George. And George... just comes over. And then walks off. Happens all the time.
Okay, so I was lucky I didn't say
you are really lucky. And can I just say to anybody else listening who happens to come into this radio station, sees the Ryland, stay away.
Don't approach.
Stay away. Unless you've got a coffee.
Yeah, in which case, put it down and back away slowly. And definitely,
that's right.
Don't try any physical contact. It doesn't go well.
And don't look her in the eye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oman's
High FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Now, boys and girls, sit down, get relaxed, because it's time for George Ryland Story Time.
In brackets, learning what not to do by what George does.
Here we go.
So I read a tweet yesterday morning that said, if you ever feel lonely, just watch a horror movie. You won't feel lonely anymore.
Okay.
And I chuckled, thought, who'd be that stupid? Later on. Two separate things happened.
Yeah,
firstly, I was cooking my dinner and I thought, I know, I'll fry up some aubergine and some egg and some almond powder and it's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
And then the gas run out.
Oh, how's your luck?
So I just put it all back in the fridge.
Did you?
Never mind.
You didn't even get that far.
It took me ages to figure out what happened.
Oh.
And then I decided what would be a good idea, cheer myself up, is watch a 2-hour documentary called Beware the Slender Man. Right before going to bed. I'm fine.
Because you do watch things and you freak yourself out.
I
know this. At first, when you started telling these stories, I didn't believe you. I thought you were just making it up. What was that movie you watched? I know you had a bad experience after It, but there was a movie or a series that you used to watch.
It didn't go well. One of the worst ever was Nightmare on Elm Street.
That
was a bad night.
Yeah,
that was a really bad night. Last night, well, I'm not going to check under the bed. I'm a fully grown adult.
Did you check under the bed?
I checked under the bed.
Check under the bed.
But then, you know, when you just start to think you hear something?
Yeah.
And I literally went, nope, got the covers.
Right, is there anybody listening who checks under the bed?
Also the wardrobe. In the other wardrobe.
Let's see who's the oldest person that checks under the bed.
I think I'm going to win.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
George Ryland.
I don't know what happened to me. I used to be fun.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
It's High FM. And we opened up the WhatsApp and said, who's the oldest person that checks under the bed after George's story.
What's going on? Why the music?
She does.
Why
well,
are you doing
I'm
this?
Just, I'm setting the tone. Ali says, 27, I secretly check under the bed every night when my wife isn't watching.
Oh, I think that's sweet.
Mo has sent a message in going, morning, there's not anything wrong with that, George. I always check the entire house I retire at night. I'm 44, so age is coming in. Youngest 17, and the oldest I've got is just somebody sending in 47. Hi-Ann's on the phone. Hello, Hi-Ann.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? Do you check under the bed at night?
Actually, I don't need to check what's under the bed, because what's under the bed actually checking on me.
Whoa!
Oh, come on!
They're saying that what's watching you at the middle of the night, if you woke up suddenly without any other warning, previous warning, so there is something.
There's somebody there. All right, if you wake up suddenly in the night.
Oh,
hi, Anne. Thank you for your happy sentiments.
Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Across Oman.
Hi.
So the first alarm goes off.
Oh.
And you snooze it.
Yeah.
Right? You do. But there's that thing in your head going, right, it's started now. But then you go back to sleep.
But you know it's going to be relentless until you do get up.
And then the second alarm goes, but you're so in sleep and you're loving your bed and your bed loves you.
And it's
well.
A level of comfort.
Yeah.
That can only be achieved after a night's sleep.
It is that moment when you are the most comfortable in your bed.
You're the right temperature. You know it's the wrong temperature the minute you get out of bed.
Yeah.
But everything right now
is
good.
Let's just go back to when you get into bed. When you get into bed, it's comfortable, but it's not as comfortable as that very moment in the morning.
Nothing's as comfortable as that moment.
No, nothing. But added to that, there's also the feeling of, oh, I really need to go to the bathroom. And you know when you feel that feeling and you turn over, so you're pushing on your bladder, you're thinking, I'll just forget about this. I can get another couple of minutes. I can do this. I can actually go back to sleep.
It's fine.
But in your head, you're going, you can't. You can't
there's
do that.
So many reasons that you can't.
And then there's that moment of, and it's usually before your fourth alarm has gone off, you think, oh, sod it, I'll just, and you get up. And then that is your first real thought coming into the world.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
Morning.
Hello, good morning. Are we a cheery bunch?
Waste your life now.
Follow my simple instructions.
Idiots.
Mm-hmm. Get up!
The worst of the High FM morning show.
Morning show.
Podcast.
Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
It's High FM. George, today is a big day for me.
It's not your birthday, is it?
No, it's not my birthday. It's probably an even bigger day for me. You know, I've been juicing since the end of January.
No, you hadn't mentioned it.
And intrinsically, I'm lazy, okay? So going on a diet, and I needed to go on a diet. I was weighing in over 100 kilos. According to my BMI, the body mass index, I was obese, even though I don't really look like a fat monter. Well, it's true.
No, you didn't.
I've been losing weight over the last month and a bit. I mean, really losing weight. If you took my highest point that I was in January and my lowest point this morning when I weighed myself, I've lost 6.5 kilos. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. So my BMI, according to that, I was obese. Today, George, I'm just overweight.
Yes!
For me.
Get in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, you duh.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland. I need to tell you, remind me, I met a listener. In fact, I met two of them.
Oh, brilliant. So we're two down now, are we? We needed the numbers.
I'll let you know about that. It was outside a toilet, actually, in Shatty. So that's coming up.
Star sign first.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, great.
Yeah,
I
this
love
is
star
beauty
signs.
Today. I'm Gemini.
Yes, you are.
I could do with a good day.
Use your highly scientific and completely infallible and often inscrutable guaranteed horoscope for today.
For Gemini only.
A great sense of duty towards your fellow humans is likely to drive your actions, Gemini.
This is so you.
They are not my fellow humans. Think of yourself as an important role model for young people.
You're an important role model for all people.
They may look up to you without you even knowing it.
Wow.
Make sure you stand up straight and proudly, Whether or not you consider your job menial. Oh.
Welcome to the show. I woke up
this morning. Robin Banks
and George Ryland. Wake up.
Hi.
FM.
Good Banks. Morning. Oh, sorry. I spoke over you.
Mm. Should we start
Good morning.
Again? Yeah, whatever. I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Am I abnormal in doing this?
Right. Yes is the answer. Right, let's move on.
Okay, cool. So I went in the shower this morning, as usual.
Yeah.
And what I always do, I've realised, is I put it on hotter than I want in an attempt to hurry it up. And I do the same, I think, with the aircon. Is that just me?
Yeah, no, I do that too.
Does it work?
It's really weird. Then you get into the shower and it was too hot.
And then, you have to turn it down.
Then, yeah.
But this was on Peep Show and he was saying, like, I'm tricking it into working faster. And I thought, that's me. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you think that you're giving it some welly, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're sort of like, go on, work, come on.
Aim for boiling hot, burn me, and then I can turn just you down to where I actually want it, and it'll be quicker.
Yeah, it's certainly not abnormal. I think everybody does it.
Amazing.
Baby, wake up.
Robin Banks.
God, I'm waking you up. George Ryland. Let's get
it on. Hello, good morning. Welcome to High FM.
President Trump and Kim Jong-un
are swapping wigs.
We'll meet in May to discuss denuclearization.
And wigs.
And once the two men are face-to-face,
they'll swap wigs.
They hope to settle a lot of their issues.
Will one of them be sitting down?
Namely, who's the rightful owner of the single most hilarious wig in history?
Yeah!
We got to it eventually! Yes. You knew it was coming!
Uh-oh. Hi.
Here we go. Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hi, FM. George Ryland's there.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm Robin Banks.
Is this going to be a depressing bit?
No. Well, it might be.
Okay.
Depends how you look at it.
Right.
I was having breakfast on Friday, as in Darcy's in Shatty.
Okay.
Lovely breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to go to the bathroom.
Oh, this is how you've lost us more listeners.
Yes.
Right, great.
So I walked down, and you know the bathrooms in that little complex there?
Yeah, by the shops at the
end. By the shops at the end.
Yes.
Do you know there's a new shop? There's a new kind of like grocery shop down there.
Is there?
Yeah, there
I've
is.
I've not been for a while.
It opened about 2 weeks ago. So right down at the end, you know there's that coffee shop there?
Yes.
Do you ever feel sorry for that coffee shop? Because like no one goes down there. So I got chatting to the girl outside and she says, are you on the radio? I went, yeah, I am, yeah. Yeah. And then the guy comes up, right? And his name's Rudolph.
Actually
that's Rudolph.
Amazing.
I know.
Christmas must be so fun.
So we got to say hello to Rudolph right now.
Rudolph.
Hi, Rudolph. He said to me, I will call you on Sunday morning. Now, you know when you meet someone and they give it the large one. Yeah, I'll give you a call. You know, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I'll hear from you. Never.
Yeah, never. So as I was saying goodbye to them, and he shouted, yeah, I'll give you a call Sunday morning. I looked back and went, I bet you won't. And he went, So if you know Rudolph down there in that little coffee shop that no one goes to, please do go down there, get yourself a coffee.
Give him some grief.
And give him a little bit of grief from us.
Good morning, Rudolph.
Baby, wake up.
Robin Banks.
God, I'm waking you up. George Ryland.
Let's get it on. It's High FM. We're a radio station.
Well done.
My name is Robin Banks.
Well done.
George Ryland's there.
Go on, Sherlock.
We're not morning people, even though we start at 6 a.m.
It's too early. It's too early for anyone.
Are you a morning person? You beautiful person listening. No is the answer.
Because if you say yes, you're lying.
Yeah, or you're some kind of nutter.
Yeah.
According to a sleep expert, there's a 6-step process called the rise up method that can help you wake up in the morning.
I can already tell you it's not going to help at 4 a.m.
Rise up, obviously, is an acronym where each letter stands for a different step. So, it might actually make it harder to get up since you have to remember 6 different things.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Rise up. Good luck with that. Here's what each letter in rise up stands for.
Okay.
The R means refrain from hitting the snooze button. The I stands for increase your activity in the first hour, meaning exercise.
Go away.
Right after you wake up. Or maybe just do something like a quick walk. The S stands for shower.
Well, yes, obviously.
The E stands for expose yourself.
Excuse me?
To sunlight.
Oh. What? There isn't any at 4.
The U is you listen to upbeat music.
Oh, hi FM.
And the P stands for phone a friend, because talking to someone forces you to be more alert.
This just isn't doable. There is no sunlight at four, and I won't have any friends if I start calling people at four.
Well, who even has time to chat with you? Especially you, you nutter. Now, I'm going to ask you, George, the acronym RISE UP, what does each letter stand for?
R is for... Oh, I don't even care.
See?
Anymore.
Exactly. How are you going to remember that at 4 a.m.?
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up.
Hi, FM.
Hi, FM.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Who's that?
Sikanda speaking. Are you speaking, Robin?
I am speaking.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am okay.
Thank God. Today I'm talking to you. I'm so excited.
Anyway, listen, you've tinkled our bell. You've called us up. What have you got? What's going on in your life right now?
Now, sir, first of all, I'm so, once again, I'm so excited I'm talking to you.
Yeah, well, that's normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? I'm very excited. Yeah.
How do you feel right now being on the radio?
I'm so happy, sir. First time in my life I am doing on-air calls.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Bless yes. me, sir.
Right.
I'm 35 years in my age, but yeah. First time I am doing. Every day I am listening to your programs.
Why is it taking you so long to call us?
Yeah.
What's changed?
Why the wait?
Because the first time I don't listen to anything others. Now I'm doing with a British family. They're in car, he's on radio.
So you think
when I get in car, he's start radio. I am listening to your program. He's go to start yours.
So actually, what's happened is you didn't really want to listen to us.
But you had to.
I so much is to take knowledge in your program.
It's educational.
We do a very educational show. All right, dude, listen, thank you so much for calling and thank you for listening. And thank you for listening.
Thank you so much,
FM. Listen, we did nothing. Don't bother thanking us.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Well, it depends. Will we have to do any work?
So I want to meet with you, sir.
You want to meet?
Please, sir. Just a few minutes.
Hello.
I want to see you in real life.
Hello? Hello?
What happened, sir?
Hello?
I don't think you are doing me to be doing.
I can't hear.
Have we lost the call?
I think we've lost the call. Hello, can you hear me?
It happens so
yes,
much.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello? No, he's gone. I woke up
this morning. Robin Banks
and George Ryland. Wake up.
Hi.
FM.
It's Hi FM. Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
I'm George Ryland. Good morning.
Good morning to you, George.
You know, Greggs.
Greggs,
in the UK.
That's the pasty shop.
Yeah.
That when you're a bit hungry, when you're out shopping, you go, do you know something? I fancy a Greggs.
No, I've never done that.
I have. I love a Greggs.
I once had a Greggs.
And then what happened?
I regretted it.
Oh, right, okay.
It wasn't pleasant.
Let's not go into detail.
Yeah.
Good morning. Enjoy your Cocoa Pops.
This is worrying me about the state of the world, particularly the UK.
Okay.
They now hire bouncers.
For Greggs?
For Greggs.
What, outside the shop?
For Greggs.
Those pasties are worth fighting for.
How are they?
Mate.
What's even in that? Mate. That's unidentified meat.
Okay, what's your favourite little snack place?
What's your definition of snack?
Well, like Greggs. Nice beef pasty.
McDonald's. Yeah.
Do you like a milkshake from McDonald's?
I do, but I never have them because it's very difficult to have that and any kind of food.
Oh, man, I love a McDonald's milkshake.
It's just too much.
They're the best, though.
But I'm not going to go to McDonald's and just get a milkshake.
I have. I've done
have
that.
You?
Yeah.
Strong.
Vanilla milkshake.
Yeah, every
All
time.
All the time.
Always.
Anybody who doesn't have a vanilla milkshake...
is a wrong'un.
Yeah. Chocolate? No. What kind of life do you lead?
What's wrong with you? Who hurt you?
Get up!
This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
Get up!
Hello, good morning. It's my soothing nighttime voice.
Ooh.
This is Robin here. George is over there.
Hello.
Probably falling asleep right now because of my soothing nighttime voice.
Okay, let's say yes.
And you listening. Oh, you think you're tired. You're thinking, no, Robin, those soothing tones coming out from your voice making me really tired. How many of us are actually chronically underslept because of our jobs, would you reckon? Not so fast, George. Don't answer for us.
Probably not that many if you're talking chronic, because that's going to be really bad, isn't
it? According to this, 44% of us...
Oh, my days.
...are chronically underslept because of our jobs. Only 13% say they never miss out on sleep because of work, and I guarantee none of those people work in radio. Right, here are some stats on how our jobs are screwing with our sleep schedule.
Okay.
Number one, our younger workers... Oh, they're more likely to be underslept than anyone.
Bummer.
Oh, 57% of 18 to 34-year-olds said they lose sleep because of their little work. Oh. Guys are likely to lie awake in bed stressing out about work-related stuff. 50% of men said they do it compared to 40% of the ladies.
Oh, I am gutted for them.
All right, here we go. The top work-related reasons we miss out on our sleep are...
Having to get up at 4 a.m.
Funnily enough, that doesn't make the list.
Well, it should.
Problems with a co-worker.
Ah, yeah.
Worrying you might get fired. Or having a nightmare of a boss.
Tick, tick, tick.
Morning, Ehab. Good morning.
Oh, I wasn't talking about Ehab.
Good morning, Ehab. This news that you've just listened to might explain why that idiot in front of you keeps drifting in and out of his lane. Either that or he's texting.
Right, I thought you meant you because you're the idiot in front of me.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.